get into today's show. This is the new year. It's 2019. I just want to say thank you to every single one that's been, every single one of you people that have been listening to this show in 2018. With that said, Uncool Translations is brought to you by ERMSP Productions in association with Captain Sound Studios. I'm your host, Gilbert. And let's start the new year off with a new show. So the show is now done in different segments. And then I'm going to need sound bites and intros and transition sounds for these different segments. So I'm going to do that during the weekend, try to knock some of those out. But if you guys want to make some, go ahead and send me an email at ermsproductions@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at ermspuncool. So we can chat there, and I'm going to put a link on the description as well, so you can just go ahead and just send the email address will be on there. I'm kind of loopy a little bit right now, not because I've been partying, but because I'm on medication. My throat has been bothering me. Not the way I planned to start the new year, but you can't control that. So I'm going to do the best I can to get every new bit of news out there for you people, you guys, gals, everyone around the world. This is Uncool Translations, episode 13. The new year has started. Let's get this year started right by let me just talk for a bit. I'm gonna knock out some just try to get to you guys get to know me a little bit better. I'm gonna try to get to know you guys a little bit better. So like I said, if you guys want to make a segment, go ahead and email me ermsproductions@gmail.com. If you want to be part of the show, go ahead and send me an email. If you want to rate the show, go ahead and rate the show by all means. The more ratings I can get, I can probably put on some commercials on here, and then from there we can do some Patreon and just go on and have more fun, and then maybe you can be a part of the show and we can do this together, and then you'll be included as well. So that's my plan for 2019. I really want to get that going. 2018 was, it exceeded far past my expectations, and I can't thank you guys enough. That's, you guys are amazing. The numbers were phenomenal. I seriously thought I was gonna have like no downloads, no listens, but seriously, it was crazy. The guest I had last year, the Dolly Rods, the 131ers, Kate Max, I'm so grateful. Next week we do have a special guest. There's no special guest this week, but there is a special guest next week. So like I said, let's just talk. Let's shoot the S. So with that said, let's just let me get a drink of water. So excuse me while I get a drink of water. That's me getting a drink of water. 2019, my New Year's resolution. If you guys ever seen the movie Back to the Future, it's the future has not been written. So you are in control of making your own future. The message is the future's not been written, so make it a good one. So this year, make 2019 a good year. For everybody out there, I suggest you do the same. If you don't like your job, look for a new job. If you don't like where you're at in life, if you don't like your salary, if you want to make more money, if you feel like school is a part of it, go ahead and register for school. That's a great part of furthering your education. If you've always wanted to do a podcast, do a podcast. If you want to make a short film, do a short film. If you want to binge watch everything on Netflix, go ahead and binge watch everything on Netflix and help me out with those reviews. Whatever you want to do, go ahead. Remember, put your pants on before you put your shoes on. It makes it a whole lot easier. If your pants, if you're wearing like jeans, it's really hard to put on jeans after you put on your pants. So make sure you put your pants on before you put your shoes on. With that said, let's get into the breakdown. This is the little breakdown. So far I have, I still don't have a little jingle for that. I plan on making one this weekend. If not, then go ahead. You're more than welcome to make a jingle for me, and I would be grateful, and I'll be forever in your debt. That's just me coughing. I apologize for that. But this is the breakdown. Breakdown. So today on the show, we're going to do the what we do always. We're going to talk about this week's box office, get into this, the top five at the box office first, get into this week's box office, get into old time radio with an album that will turn 20 this year and it still holds up so phenomenal over all these years. Give you a little bit of background into that production of that album, and then we're going to do a review on a Netflix show that just dropped on New Year's Day. I believe it was New Year's Day because I barely was aware of it on New Year's Day. So I'm a few episodes in. I'm not going to do spoilers on it because I really want you guys to check it out. I'll do spoilers on it next week after I finish watching the show. This week I'm just going to get you guys like be aware that it's out there. And then we're going to do Disneyland Shanghai like I've been promising you guys. But I'm going to break it up into segments. So I'm going to do just the food at Shanghai Disneyland. And then we'll do the rides and all that good stuff next week when I'm feeling better. So, and then we'll have a special guest on next week, and that's going to be the plan. So today, let's just go ahead. What were the top five at the box office?
This week's box office top five.
So top five, we get into number five, The Mule. The Mule came in with another $12.1 million this weekend. Number four, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which I've been meaning to check out. I've heard nothing but good things this whole about this film. I've heard nothing about phenomenal descriptions about the story. I heard it's probably the best superhero movie of 2018, the best animated film of 2018. By the way, they animated it. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Sony is trademarking their animation of this film because apparently they animated the film on computer and then went back and drew in some of the parts by hand and then photocopied that back in. I believe that was the process. Don't quote me on it, but that sounds amazing. It looks phenomenal. But I heard nothing but good things. Number three, Bumblebee, that came in with another $20.9 million. I saw that one. I did a review on it. Go check that out if you haven't already. Number two, Mary Poppins came in with another $28.3 million. And number one at the box office was Aquaman with another $52.1 million. So those are the top five at the box office. I would suggest you go check one of those out. Let's find out what's playing this week at the box office.
Don't know what to watch. Don't know what to see. This week's box office. Nationwide and limited release.
This week at the box office, we have The Nun 1966 re-release. That is a drama. It is, this one needs a new catchphrase. So if you, I need to redo that. So let's redo that.
Don't know what to watch. Don't know what to see. This week's box office. Nationwide and limited release.
With butchered names. So this is that's the little thing I forgot to add. I butcher the names. I apologize already in advance. I'm really bad at it, and being sick is no exception, but I'm going to go ahead and butcher the names again. Not by choice, but because I am illiterate and I suck at reading. So with that said, The Nun. It's 1966 re-release. It's a drama. It's directed by Jack Chris Rivette, and it stars Anna Karina, Lucelette Pulver, Michelin Pressel, and Franchin Berge. Like I said, it's really bad. In the 18th century France, a girl, Susan Simmons, is forced against her will to take vows as a nun. Three mother superior, Madame de Monny, Sister Sainte Christine, and Madame de Chindler, treats her in different ways, ranging from maternal concerns to sadistic percussions to lesbian desires of sin. Virtue brings disaster to everyone in the faithful adaptation of a bitter attack on religion abused by the 18th Enlightenment philosopher Denis Diderot. That's The Nun. It sounds very interesting for being a 1966 film. I don't know if I'm going to go watch it, but I'll definitely check it out. The next one coming out is Mogan, The Worm Valley, and this is a limited release. It's an action movie. It's Xing Fei. That's the director. Stars Yu Si Shin, Tishen Sheng, Shu En Jung, Xing Hong, and it following in the footsteps of blockbuster Mosion, The Lost Legend, and based on the best-selling novel series, Mosion, The Worm Valley once again finds legendary tomb explorer Hu Bei on a dangerous mission as he seeks out the tomb of Emperor Xian, located on an island of monstrous creatures. In the mysterious action adventure Xian, that's a beautiful city in China. So I don't know if that has anything to do. I don't know if that's probably why Xian. There's a emperor in real life who was named Emperor Xian, and that's what they named Xian. If you ever get a chance to go to Xian, this is a really off-topic question, but off-topic comment. But I got a chance to visit Xian last year. Got a chance to visit China. Amazing. If you ever get a chance, go ahead and book that. I did it through Groupon. I got an amazing deal. And if you want to go to China, just be respectful. That's all I did. It's a communist country. I don't know how badly it is if you get in trouble, but I just followed all the rules, and I had an amazing time. And Xian was an amazing, lovely city. I got to stay within the city walls, and it was phenomenal. So if you get a chance, go ahead. And also, near Xian, you have the Terracotta Warriors. And the Terracotta Warriors are just breathtaking. Breathtaking. I cannot express how breathtaking it is. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this, but if you get to see the Terracotta Warriors, it's breathtaking. So definitely go check that out if you can. That's one of those things you have to put on your bucket list. So I'm sorry if I got off topic, but the next movie is The Great, 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 and this is a limited release. It's a drama. It's directed by Adam Garnett Jones. It stars Sarah Kaluski, Dan Burney, Richard Clarkin, Meredith Chisberg. A young couple decision to get engaged threatens to break them apart. And then the final movie, this is the big blockbuster movie of the weekend. I don't know if it's going to do well. The premise seems interesting, but I think they overdid it. I think if they would have really just kept it simplified, really kept it until a thriller, like low budget thriller without everything going on, I think it would have been a very successful movie. But I don't know, it doesn't really catch my interest, but that's just me. I might just catch it on one of the streaming services once it does come out, and I might be surprisingly amazed and be blown away and say it is probably one of the best movies. I should have definitely checked out at the movie theater, so I'm already regretting not going to go watch this. But I need to read some reviews coming out on this, but I'm letting you know, and maybe you might want to go check it out. Maybe you've already done this. I know I've been wanting to do this, and it's called an escape room. Escape Room is actually the first big main movie coming out this year. It's drama, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. It's directed by Adam Robitel. It stars Deborah Ann Woll, Taylor Russell, Taylor Leben, Logan Miller. And six strangers find themselves in circumstances beyond their control and must use their wits to survive. And that is Escape Room. And that is the movies opening up this weekend. So go check one of those out. Go check out one of the top five. Or maybe it didn't make the top five. Just go to the movies. Have some fun. Treat yourself. Enjoy some of that popcorn. I know that's the best part about going to the movies for me, is getting that big bag of popcorn and just getting it refilled. It doesn't matter what movie I watch, I always enjoy that popcorn. And yeah, so that's the movies that are coming out. Let me know what movie you want to go watch. I would love to get your take. Now, let's see what's up next.
All Time Radio is proud to present this week's Spotlight album to listen to. This week we have
Blink-182
with the album
Enema of the State
and one of the singles
All the Small Things.
We're playing nothing but the classic tunes here on All Time Radio.
Yes, so like I said, the album this week is 20 years old this year. It's going to be 20 years old in June of this year, June 1st to be exact. And it's an album by the band Blink-182, which put them on the map. This really was their success. This was really the band, the album that made them who they are today. After Blink-182 first achieved popularity on the Warped Tour and in Australia following the release of their sophomore efforts in Dude Ranch, and the rock radio hit Damn It, they came out with this album with the video for What's My Age Again. What's My Age Again really established Blink-182. Mark, Tom, and Travis went into the studio in January, so that's why I picked this album, because it was 20 years ago that in January they went into the studio for 3 months and made this album. I've seen interviews where Tom was talking about how this album was made, and one of the things he was mentioning was Travis was really bored when making this album, and he's like, well, you guys are always just playing really fast stuff and I can't really do anything. So they were like, well, then you do something and I'll lay the guitar parts on it. So he's like, really, I can do that? They're like, yeah, you're part of the band. So he went around and did that. He went ahead and did that, and the rest was history. The album Enema of the State, like I said, turned 20 this year. It was produced by Jerry Finn. Jerry Finn passed away in 2009, which was one of the reasons why Blink-182 got back together, not to mention the crash that Travis Barker was in after they had been in a hiatus since 2005, I want to say. Jerry Finn produced this album. He produced the next two albums, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and the self-titled album. After that, he left them with their skills that they still use today, and hopefully one day we'll see them in the studio again making an amazing album. Mark, Tom, and Travis doing their thing. For now, Matt Skiba is doing an amazing job being that third member, being that key player for Blink-182. That last album, California, was phenomenal. But like I said, we're talking about Enema of the State. Enema of the State, like I said, the hit What's My Age Again, an amazing music video where you saw three guys running down the street naked. It really got everybody's attention. Later on, they did the single for All the Small Things, which was an even bigger success. And that song, we saw them making fun of boy bands, including themselves. Sorry about that. My throat has been really irritating. I didn't mean to cough into your ear. Like I said, and then Adam's Song. Adam's Song was the last single of that album, and it was a very serious turn for the band. It's also one of my favorite songs. Just go ahead. It's a solid album. You can listen to it from start to finish. Aliens Exist is one of the top songs on there. Dumpweed, if you ever got to see Blink-182 open up, and they opened up with the song Dumpweed, it was phenomenal just seeing the curtain drop. Literally a big ass curtain just dropped down, and that song kicks in. Yeah, so it's always great. They were also in the movie American Pie when Jason Big character has the foreign exchange student in his room. Blink-182 is one of the bands, well, it's the band that's watching the video as they're playing some of this music, and their song is playing in the background mute. So that was also on this album. So like I said, it's this album turned 20 years old. It still stands strong. It still holds up. Go check it out. It's phenomenal, and you will not be disappointed. And it's a great way to relive your youth. I know I feel really old. I can't even imagine how Blink-182 feels right now, knowing that this baby of theirs is 20 years old. So that's crazy. And I wish them nothing but success. So let's get into the next thing. So that's a spoiler sound. This is not really a spoiler, but there might be a little bit of spoiling going on. With that said, what I'm spoiling today is Netflix and their third season release of Lemony Snicket is a Series of Unfortunate Events, which stars Neil Patrick Harris as Count Olaf, and then the three amazing kids, which I'll get you their names next week when I do a full-on spoiler. I just wanted to really just get this show out there, get people talking about it, get this show. It's not like they're supposed to do a fourth season, and now it's either they're on the brink of being canceled or not. This is the last season. I'm up 3 episodes. I got 4 more to go, and I'm excited to see where the story ends. I never read the books. I did watch the Jim Carrey movie, which kind of combined it 4 books into one, and I wasn't a big fan of that movie, but I'm a big fan of this TV show. The fact that they break every book into 2 episodes is phenomenal, and it's great. I like the concept of it. Neil Patrick Harris plays an amazing Count Olaf. His character development in this show is amazing. He doesn't change at all, and he's torturous, and that's just how he does it. The children, seeing them grow as actors in the show, seeing them develop, trying, never giving up, always having hope, is inspiring, and it's something to be appreciated and valued. Like I said, this is just going to be a short segment. It's nothing really spoiling. So far, the 3 episodes I've seen are great. The only thing I will spoil is the kids do survive after the end of 2nd season. So that's probably something we all knew was going to happen. So go check it out. Great show. And now let's get into Disneyland. Let me tell you about the food at Shanghai Disneyland.
It's now that magical time in the show where we talk about Disneyland, Disney's California, and Downtown Disney, and everything Disney here at the park. So, without further ado, Uncle Translations is proud to present the Disney Time Block.
So, the Disney Time Block. This week we talk about the food at Shanghai Disneyland. Shanghai Disneyland, located in Shanghai, China. And it is on the outskirt district from Shanghai. Shanghai is located about 40 minutes from the downtown area of Shanghai Disneyland. I mean, Shanghai city. So it's a bit of a drive to get to it, but it's amazing. It has 2 hotels. I was fortunate enough to stay at the Toy Story Hotel. It's a very, very, Disney does not skip out on anything to give you that magical experience. I was fortunate enough to stay there for 3 days, 3 nights, and it was magical in every single way. The food, we ate at the Toy Story Hotel. We went into their little snack area. At the little snack area, we got 2 little chocolate Mickey donuts. I got a Mickey donut. My girlfriend got a Minnie Mouse donut, and it looks like Mickey and Minnie just as a donut. It was really good. In the Downtown Disney District, they have Starbucks, where it is the only place where you can find Americanized food. I'm not so sure. I've never really eaten at a Starbucks, but I presume the sandwiches they had at the Starbucks are food you would find in the U.S. And we got a chicken sandwich there, and it was delicious. It was a chicken egg croissant sandwich. Just eating American food was phenomenal. We ate at another, their little food court area there, and that had, we had the fried chicken with rice, and their fried chicken is not like our fried chicken. It tastes more like a katsu chicken. I'm not so sure if you ever had that, but it's like a thin breaded chicken. And then inside the park, I ate a hamburger or a cheeseburger. Nothing, not, it's, it doesn't not, it tastes like American cheeseburgers. Excuse me. It does not taste like American cheeseburgers. It's very different. So if you're planning on eating American cheeseburgers inside the park, that's not what you're getting. I also had an American hot dog, chili cheese dog. I do not know what kind of meat was in that hot dog, and I do not want to know. That was also something to be I was a little afraid after eating half of that dog, because I'm like, this does not taste like a hot dog that I've ever eaten in my life. But I was trying to eat familiar stuff. Let's see what else. They have turkey legs, which are very popular. They do something really cool over there with their turkey legs, is they give you a glove, which I believe Disneyland here in the U.S., at least the one in Anaheim, should do. They should give you a glove while you eat that turkey leg, so you won't get your hand greasy. I thought that was really smart over there. I didn't get a chance to eat it, but it did look amazing. The little boosts, if you do go to Shanghai Disneyland, I suggest you carry cash along with card. I was running low on cash, so I was only using my card, and I didn't have any cash on me. But if you do go to, if you go to any of the restaurants, they accept card. If you go to any of the food carts, they only accept cash. So they had a churro, which there was one location had churros. They looked good, especially when you're hungry. But I didn't have cash, so I can't tell you how that tasted. We did eat at the Royal Banquet, which was overpriced, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I would recommend it. The food there was amazing. You had a three-course meal. I had the pasta lobster with the crab cake and the frozen dessert. So it was. I love crab cake, and the crab cake was superb. It met my expectations, top-notch, really. It was nice and toasty on the outside, very soft on the inside, not overdone at all. The pasta lobster, they gave you the lobster, like just the face of the lobster, which I'm not a big fan of. I don't like seeing how he's looking at me. But the pasta was really good, and then it was just the lobster tail where the meat was. They didn't have, the lobster didn't have meat on it, and then the frozen dessert, which was like just ice cream with a little like chocolate Elsa on it. And that was really good. I also got to try the salmon in there. The salmon was a little bit undercooked, but it was that perfect undercooked. So yeah, I would highly recommend that. That's my food experience at Shanghai Disneyland. If you're planning on eating American food, they do not have American food. So be prepared to eat Americanized version of, or Chinese version of American food. Like I said, I'm sorry for my throat this week. Hopefully next week I get better. Next week should be a fun episode, and we should continue kicking off 2019 the way we always have been, by you guys totally being rock stars at emailing me. So like I said, next week we have a special guest on that's already booked. Hopefully we get some more special guests. I've been reaching out, and I get those lined up. Go ahead, email me at ermsproductions@gmail.com. Send me a message at Twitter, uncool, or ermspuncool. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. So have a phenomenal week. Go check out one of those movies. Let me know what you guys saw. And talk to you next week. Later. Bye. This is Uncool.